greetings, you dedicated podcast listeners. As you get to the end of your week, it's time to delve into the latest podcast on Unplug Yourself, The Ivory Tower Paradox. This week, I'm tackling a big question. As we break away from traditional beliefs, I aim to uncover the true essence of joy that goes beyond the boundaries of financial affluence. I invite you to join me in this podcast as I explore and redefine what wealth and happiness means. Again, your thoughts and reflections are most welcome, so please take a moment and head to the Ivory Tower Paradox on Medium, where you can find this article and you can comment there. If you're enjoying the podcast or the articles, I encourage you to follow, like, subscribe, etc. You can do this on Medium. You can follow the podcast here on Unplug Yourself. And without further ado, let's kick it off. Wealth as a measure of happiness, debunking the myth. The race to amass wealth, often perceived as the magic bullet to happiness, is a sentiment deeply ingrained in our society, especially within the competitive corporate world. It is commonly believed that climbing the financial ladder equates to an increased level of satisfaction and joy in life. However, this perception might not be entirely accurate. A number of research studies challenge this popular belief. As referenced in our earlier post, Exploring the Intersection of Wealth and the Human Condition, a seminal study by Daniel Kahneman and Angus Deaton, economists at Princeton University, found that emotional well-being rises with income, but only up to a point, around $75,000 per year. Beyond this, additional income does not result in more day-to-day happiness. In the corporate realm, there are countless cases of individuals who, despite having amassed substantial wealth, have expressed dissatisfaction and unhappiness. For instance, consider the case of Elon Musk, the CEO of SpaceX and Tesla. Despite being one of the wealthiest individuals globally, Musk has publicly voiced the immense pressures and challenges that come with his position. The prevalence of such instances in the corporate world suggests that wealth alone might not be the guaranteed path to happiness we often envision it to be. So what can we make of this? Well, it raises a vital question. If increasing wealth doesn't necessarily lead to increasing happiness, particularly in the context of a corporate career, what does? This shifts our focus to exploring other significant factors at play, such as the role of perverse incentives and motivations, a topic that we'll delve into in the next section. As a takeaway, it would be wise for individuals navigating their careers to reflect on their perception of wealth. It's essential to recognize that while financial security is important, it might not be the panacea for happiness. Keep an open mind and be ready to consider other aspects of your career and life that might hold the key to your satisfaction and fulfillment. In the upcoming podcast, we will unpack the intricacies of incentives, motivations, and their effect on your career choices and happiness. We'll also explore how proper career planning, fostering the right mindset, and adopting acceptance can guide us towards genuine happiness, well beyond the confines of financial success. Unpacking perverse incentives and motivation. After unveiling the myth of wealth being the sole determinant of happiness, it's time to dive into the lesser discussed, often misunderstood concept of perverse incentives. Perverse incentives are outcomes when the actions that are incentivized do not result in the intended consequence, and instead lead to an unintended negative result. In a corporate setting, a perverse incentive might be the excessive focus on monetary gain, often to the detriment of their other critical aspects such as learning, personal growth, and work-life balance. Delving deeper, we can really see that it is much like an onion, and in the corporate environment has many layers. Research from the London School of Economics suggests that workers who are motivated primarily by financial incentives tend to have lower job satisfaction. This could be due to the compromising of personal values, growth opportunities, or the sacrifice of personal time for the pursuit of wealth. It could also be due to the complexity of that onion. An emblematic case in this regard is the infamous Wells Fargo scandal. Here, employees were heavily incentivized to cross-sell products to customers, leading to the creation of millions of fraudulent savings and checking accounts. While the intention behind the incentive was to increase sales and customer retention, it ended up fostering a toxic work environment and led to a significant blow to the company's reputation. But what does this mean for you, the corporate employee, as you navigate your career? Well, it's crucial to understand your motivations and align them with long-term satisfaction, not just short-term financial gain. Consider motivations beyond wealth, like personal growth, fulfilling work, and creating a positive impact. For example, research from Harvard Business Review shows that employees who find their work meaningful and impactful are more engaged, put in longer hours, and show greater loyalty. In the context of career advancement, it's worth asking, are the incentives leading you towards sustainable happiness or growth, or are they merely quick-fix solutions that might eventually lead to burnout, dissatisfaction, or an unethical decision? By comprehending the role of motivations and perverse incentives in your career progression, you'll be better equipped to make decisions that lead to genuine long-term happiness. In the next section, we'll continue this journey of understanding happiness in the corporate world by addressing the importance of career planning, mindset, and aspirations. We'll learn how these facets, intertwined with the right motivations, can lead to a fulfilling career that goes beyond the simplistic equation of wealth equals happiness. Navigating career planning, mindset, and aspirations. As we continue to unravel the equation of happiness within the corporate landscape, we arrive at the significant aspect of career planning. Career planning, when carried out thoughtfully and with a long-term perspective, can be instrumental in achieving a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that goes well beyond monetary gain. If done well, it can also insulate you from the other layers of the corporate onion. According to research from the Journal of Vocational Behavior, individuals who engaged in proactive career planning have a higher likelihood of job satisfaction, career commitment, and overall career success. Therefore, it's vital to understand your values, interests, and aspirations and incorporate these elements into your career trajectory. For instance, consider the story of Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook. Her journey wasn't just a random climb up the corporate ladder. It was a thoughtful, well-planned trajectory that involved working in various sectors like government, Google, and then Facebook, with each step aligning with her interests and career aspirations. You may never rise to the ranks of Sheryl Sandberg, but the pattern to get there is the same. Beyond just planning, cultivating the right mindset is equally important in the journey towards happiness. A growth mindset, as proposed by psychologist Carol Dweck, implies viewing challenges as opportunities for learning and viewing effort as the path to mastery. In a corporate setting, having a growth mindset can lead to higher engagement levels, increased motivation for learning, and ultimately, higher job satisfaction. In reality, you will never be in control of all the variables, so adapting to a changing environment is critical. A growth mindset is a superpower. So some advice for cultivating a growth mindset includes viewing challenges as opportunities, understanding that intelligence and skills can be developed, and embracing feedback as a tool for growth. These principles can help you navigate setbacks, improve continuously, and build a more satisfying and fulfilling career. In setting career aspirations and goals, be sure to align them with your intrinsic motivations and personal values. Goals tied to intrinsic motivations, like personal growth or making a difference, can be more rewarding and satisfying than extrinsically motivated goals, like wealth or prestige. That being said, you may need to build up your experiences before you land the ideal role, so be open to building your experience library. As we close this section out, take a moment to reflect on your career planning, mindset, and aspirations. Remember, your career is not just about climbing the corporate ladder, but about finding meaningful and fulfilling work. Oftentimes, this is a matter of perspective, so think critically here. As we wrap up this part, we'll explore how embracing acceptance can lead to genuine happiness in your career alongside all the factors we've discussed so far. Embracing acceptance and finding true happiness. As we arrive at the final stretch of our exploration, we turn to an often overlooked yet powerful contributor to happiness, acceptance. In the realm of careers, acceptance takes on many forms: accepting failure as a learning opportunity, embracing feedback for growth, and acknowledging that career paths can and do change. The practice of acceptance, according to the principles of acceptance and commitment therapy, is associated with psychological health, including work-related aspects such as lower work stress and greater job satisfaction. Consider the journey of Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Incorporated. His career was marked by significant highs and lows, including being ousted from his own company. But his acceptance of failure and ability to learn and grow from it eventually led him back to Apple, resulting in products that revolutionized technology. In light of this, it's important to see acceptance as a fundamental part of your career advancement. Embrace changes, feedback, and failures as they come, using them as stepping stones towards your overall growth and success. A wealth of research reveals that happiness stems from factors other than wealth: relationships, work-life balance, a sense of purpose in work, personal growth and achievement, amongst others, are reported to have significant bearing on an individual's happiness. If you haven't heard this story, there's a great one about Tony Hsieh, former CEO of Zappos, who revolutionized his company by putting happiness and satisfaction of both employees and customers at the forefront. His philosophy showed that focusing on aspects beyond wealth led to both a successful business and a fulfilling work environment. So in wrapping up this journey, we've dissected and aimed to debunk the myth of wealth being the sole measure of happiness, especially in the context of corporate careers. We've explored the impact of motivations, perverse incentives, career planning, mindset, aspirations, and acceptance on your path to happiness. When you move forward, remember to align your career progression with not just financial growth, but also personal growth and fulfillment. Be happy to fail and not follow a proven path. Strive to balance your incentives, plan your career thoughtfully, foster a growth mindset, and embrace acceptance. As we've learned, these are the stepping stones to a fulfilling career and genuine happiness. There you go. Wealth is a measure of happiness. Debunking that myth. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unplug Yourself, the Ivory Tower Paradox. Wealth is a troubling thing in many ways, but it is also part of life. We have to make money in order to survive the capitalistic regime. And so what we have to do is it's kind of navigate it via careers. And careers take many shapes. They're not linear, and they're also riddled with change. So I hope that you valued the points that I made in this particular episode, and that they are able to help you think more deeply about what you need to do in your own career in order to navigate it. As always, if you've enjoyed this podcast or this particular topic, you can go to Medium, where I've written many articles about this topic. You can like and subscribe there. You can follow me. You can also just follow the podcast. With that being said, I hope you have a great day. And I thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast.